Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute your way. We are talking Shabbos 38 again. We hope everyone's Pesach is going fantastic, trying to keep normalness in the corona craze, in the crazy times we're living in. Again, the Gemara is talking. Rav Ada Bar Ahuva challenges, saying the Mishnah is referring to a kupach whose fuel was cleared. Since it is like a tanur, one may not place food on top. But if it would be like a kira, one could place food on top. Gemara cites a brisa supporting Abaye's reading of the Mishnah. The brisa says that if one fueled a tanur with straw or stubble, one may not place food next to it, and certainly not on top of it, certainly not in it, and certainly not if it was fueled with wood or olive refuse. If a kupach was fueled with straw or stubble, one may place food next to it, but not on top. If it was fueled with wood or olive refuse, one may not place food next to it. This idea reminds me of the idea of how close things are to one another. In your kitchen, in your house, how close are things next to it? A lot of times we don't realize, but if your burner's on and there's a tiny piece at the edge of the burner, that can get hot, that could heat up, and it can make smoke, it can make it smell. If you have a hot plate or you have the oven on, and you have things even on top of the oven while the oven is on but the burners are not on, those things can also get hot, those things can also warm up. And if you have the hot plate, even the sides of the hot plate get hot, so if anything is next to it, it could touch it. God forbid, that could also be warmed up and that could also be heated. So you have to be careful with all your appliances, careful with all different things. Make sure to employ safety measures and regular measures when it comes to heating your things and taking care of your things, because even the sides can be affected. Just as the Gemara talks about the stubble and the wood and all the things that are next to it and place food being next to it or not, so too we should be careful with our own appliances and our own devices in our kitchens and our homes, because they could also be affected even if it's not on the hot plate, or different devices even if it's next to it. So be careful with that. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 39 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.